Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer on WMYC and WMYC.org. There are probably just a handful of associations that come to most people's mind when they think of Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mitt Romney, Salt Lake City, Utah, California's Proposition 8 to repeal gay marriage in that state, which the church strongly supported, and even the Osmond family. Oh, and of course there's polygamy, the practice commonly misunderstood and frequently and incorrectly cited as being part of every Mormon's life and faith. But the Church of Latter-day Saints is becoming more and more a part of American politics and a larger part of the 2012 presidential race, as not one but two candidates for the GOP are Mormons. Mitt Romney's faith was an issue in the last election, and this time John Huntsman, former ambassador to China, is also in the race. In many ways, the religion is already a part of politics in Washington. Here's Michael Otterson, the managing director of public affairs for the Church of Latter-day Saints, who spoke to ABC News this month.
We have in the church membership, we have everyone from Harry Reid on the left to Orrin Hatch on the right, and 6 million Americans between.
But what do we know about politics and the Church of Latter-day Saints more generally? If Huntsman or Romney become president, what kinds of values might inform their policies and decisions? And what do Americans need to know about this little understood faith, if anything, given our separation of church and state? Joining me now is Dick Osling. He's a former religion writer for the Associated Press and Time Magazine and co-author of Mormon America, The Power and the Promise. And I welcome you so much, WNYC. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So we are about to discuss the Church of Latter-day Saints, and it, of course, has many parts. And so I'm going to open the phones now to our church members in our listener audience to call in, talk about your politics and your faith as members of the Church of Latter-day Saints. 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. And as always, our comments page is also open to any members of the Church of Latter-day Saints at WNYC.org. Just go to the Brian Lehrer Show site. Members of the church, we want to hear from you on your politics and your beliefs. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So let me begin Dick Osling, by asking you about the name Mormons. We know that the church prefers the name the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But why the objection to the name Mormons, and how really should we refer to them?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question for those of us in the news business. I'm not sure why the church doesn't like the Mormon nickname, but you immediately think of what is their best-known cultural entity, and that's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, right?
Yeah.
The Book of Mormon is the first of the several scriptures that the founding prophet Joseph Smith revealed. We could go on and on. So, yes, it's a nickname. But I think it's in such wide use, including among faithful church members, that I don't know. I think it's good practice, like if you're writing an article, to use, as you did, use the full official name in the first reference, and then afterwards, then use Mormon nickname or LDS, short for Latter-day Saints, is another thing. I think part of it is the nervousness about the phrase Mormon fundamentalists, which is typically applied to polygamous sect groups. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the main body of the LDS abolished its polygamy practice way back in 1890 and has been trying to live it down, in a sense, ever since. So I suppose that's one of the reasons.
And, yes, there are the fundamentalist church groups that many people incorrectly associate with the Church of Latter-day Saints, and that's a constant tension, of course, which brings me to the next question. Your book has a chart showing the membership growth of the Church of Latter-day Saints to 1999. Can you update that for us here? We just heard in the clip a moment ago, 6 million. Is that number correct?
Yes, that's a good number for United States members on the rolls. Doesn't mean each and every one of them would be active, but they're baptized. And foreign expansion, similarly, the majority of LDS members today are overseas, not in the United States. And of course, the church is growing across the United States. It's no longer isolated in Utah and southern Idaho and northern Arizona. So it's really becoming a national denomination.
All right, let's play a clip with that in mind. It's a national denomination, and we have a national conversation happening about Mormonism. This is a clip from Fox and Friends, the Fox News Channel's morning show last month. Co-host Ainsley Earhart was discussing Texas Governor Rick Perry's faith and how that would help him in fundraising and in his candidacy. And then she mentioned Mitt Romney.
Well, the Christian Coalition, I think he could get a lot of money from that base because Romney, obviously not being a Christian, Rick Perry, he's always on talk shows, on Christian talk shows. He has days of prayer in Texas.
Now, she corrected herself later on the program. But from your book, I understand that the issue of Christianity and Mormonism is actually a little more complex, right? Explain it a bit more from the Mormon point of view.
Yeah, well, one interesting question is, if you're a Mormon, do you view Protestants and Catholics as Christians? And I think the honest answer is, well, not really or precisely in the way we understand Christianity. And the reverse is also true. The Vatican and a number of conservative and more liberal Protestant groups in this country have said, you know, not exactly that Mormons aren't Christians, but they do not adhere to and teach the Christian faith as we have understood it the past 2,000 years. They usually try to phrase it that way. So there is an issue there, but it's very offensive to tell a Mormon that he or she is not a Christian. I mean, that's they believe that they are fully Christian and, in a sense, have the truest variant or version of the Christian faith.
Let's take a call from Crystal in Jersey City. Crystal, thank you for calling into WNYC. You are on with Dick Ossling.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm a Latter-day Saint, and I actually grew up in Canada, so my experience is a bit international in noting that the church has members all over the world. And, you know, I would affiliate myself with the Democratic Party, although being Canadian and living in the U.S., I'm actually not able to vote. But I think that, you know, the people in the United States that meet Mormons think that they're actually quite conservative. And I know a lot of people who are, you know, what we would consider more liberal. And I think that within the church, we definitely, you know, sort of feel like we're not really in the mainstream. But, you know, I think that there is a really great diversity of political views within the church, especially because the population within the church is so diverse. But, you know, I did used to live in Boston and lived in a congregation that was part of the stake, which is like a diocese in the Mormon church where Mitt Romney lived. And, you know, obviously has a lot of supporters there, but, you know, I wouldn't have been a supporter of his in the political sense. So I just wanted to make everyone aware that, you know, like you said, there is a very diverse view in the church. But, yes, most people are what I would consider very conservative.
Thank you, Crystal.
Mr. Otterson's quote that was played, he's correct. Harry Reid, you know, big Democrat, is a faithful Mormon, and many others currently and in the past. On the other hand, we have to admit the LDS membership, notably in Utah, is the most faithful to the Republican Party of any denominational group, and even more than, let's say, people identify as conservative evangelicals. So, yes, there is variety, and the church does not, as an official or ecclesiastical matter, endorse a particular party or political view, but on the other hand, the Mormon folks, by and large, are conservative and Republican.
But to be clear, the Church of Latter-day Saints has said that the religion is not partisan and they stay out of politics. And as we heard, the members are in both parties. And when it comes to individuals, I guess my question for you, Dick, would be, is there really a party that Mormons tend to be more a part of? You know, the sense is, as Crystal suggests, or maybe it's even a stereotype, that Mormons tend to be more conservative. And after all, Romney and Huntsman are both Republicans. And then there are the conservative values that led Mormons to support the repeal of Prop 8 in California. So they do seem to be more allied with Republican Party values. So what are the politics really?
Well, yes, you're not going to see officials of the church endorsing or playing any part in a Huntsman or Romney campaign. In fact, I'd even be surprised if you see a photo op, like, you know, people drop in to see the Catholic cardinal, you know, and get their picture in the Philadelphia Inquirer or whatever. Even that kind of low-grade semi-endorsement is not going to happen. Now, Proposition 8 and the gay marriage question needs to be looked at a little separately. On that question and on some other questions that the church regards as moral problems for this American society in general, they do get involved in issues. They do not, as a church, participate in political campaigns or partisan matters or party things. But on a question like gay marriage, the church has proclaimed its view and has supported movements that would oppose this change. So I think you need to distinguish that. And mm-hmm. the parallel would be, you know, Catholic or evangelical activism on the abortion
yes.
question.
Excellent.
Very similar.
Excellent parallel. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer on WMYC. I'm joined by Dick Ostling. He's the co-author of Mormon America, The Power and the Promise. We're discussing the role of the Mormon religion in American politics today, which is of renewed interest since two big contenders for the Republican ticket are Mormon, John Huntsman and Mitt Romney. And of course, you write about religion. Beyond this, Dick, you were the former religion writer for the Associated Press and Time magazine. And there is a big question here, as I guess there always has been from the beginning of our founding, about the separation of church and state and why we're discussing this at all when, in fact, the president, whoever he or she would be and whatever his or her faith, really should not be relevant. At the same time, though, Dick, we always have these questions about faith and the candidate. Of course, there's the famous example of John Kennedy. And surely this will be talked about if the nominee is either Romney or Huntsman.
Yes, and in fact, I just throw in, I think the religious issue with Perry and especially Bachman is going to sort of supplant or overshadow the Mormon issue because, well, for instance, this week's New Yorker has a lot of religious detail on Michelle Bachman, which we're going to be hearing about for a solid year, I predict.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Perry, you know, hosted that big prayer rally recently in Houston. So, yeah, the Constitution says no religious test for office. Now, that's as a legal matter and so on, but there's no question. I mean, citizens want to know what's the makeup, what's the worldview, sizing up somebody who's going to be the president of the United States, and religion inevitably is part of that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't tell voters that they cannot consider religious questions when they size up candidates.
That doesn't tell voters what to consider at all, just to get in there and vote, which is always my mantra. All right, let's take a call from Ron, who is calling from New Jersey. Ron, both of our callers, in fact, on this segment have been from New Jersey, an interesting factor. Ron, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. First, the church is referred to as LDS, but the real name of the church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which I think to some degree dispels the non-Christian complaint. You know, if we just refer to it as LDS, which we as Mormons also do, but to call it just the Church of Latter-day Saints leaves out an important part of the church, which is Jesus Christ.
Excellent point. Thank you.
Also, as far as the political proclivities of the different members of the church, I would definitely say that the members of the church tend to be right of center, not as far right as most evangelical Christians, but right of center. But we do have the whole gamut covered from left to right. There definitely is a leaning toward the right. The one person candidate that I'm a little disappointed in that's a Latter-day Saint is John Huntsman seems to be trying to distance himself from his Mormonism. Mm. And I'm not sure why. I guess he feels that he loses more votes by being a Mormon than he gains by it. But he's really made very wishy-washy comments about his religion, that he's adopted a child and that's Hindu, I believe he said, and his wife was Episcopalian or some. He just throws out a bunch of religions and makes it as though Mormon's just part of the stew rather than embracing his Mormonism.
You know, Ron, thank you for your call. I imagine every group feels somewhat disappointed by the candidate that represents their constituency, and now the Mormons will feel perhaps no differently than the rest of us. Dick, I want to ask you one question before I let you go, and it's 30 seconds that I have, unfortunately, to give you to answer it. But now there's a lot of attention on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I thank Ron for pointing that out. You know, there's the Book of Mormon. There are television shows devoted to the subject, for better or worse. Of course, there's your book, and now we have the presidential contenders. Is this a positive from the point of view of the church, all of this attention, or would less attention be better?
Boy, I think Mormons are split on that. I think you can make a case either way. But certainly Mormons are much more prominent, part of the buzz in our culture, more central to American life than would have been true in the past. And I suppose I would say, on balance, that's a plus for the church.
All right. Thank you so much. What a treat to have you on, Richard Ossling. I appreciate your being here.
Glad to do it.
And I've been talking about Mormons and politics with Dick Ossling, former religion writer for the AP. His book, Mormon, America, the Power and the Promise. Coming up next, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, the literary history of that borough.